8th chapter. Now Krishna has finished his pastime in Braja. When he killed Kesi and Jamasur, Narad came and prayed. That is, you should remember that you'll have to do so many things. Now we are very much shorned in Vrindavan Leela pastimes. And you have forgotten that your Mathura father and mother are in the jail of Kans. And Kansi was making so much nonsense and problems, always insulting, crushing with his boots. And after that, you know that you have promised to marry with 16,108 devotees in Dwarka. You have to save and protect Pandavas also. They are big problem, and they are Sharanagat to you. Duryodhana is making so many problems, problems and problems. He has taken his kingdom. They have been driven to forest. So, also you will have to. Oh, you have promised that you will have to finish all the demons. There are so many demons now. Those who were killed in Ram Leela in Lanka, all have come like Kshatriya kings. And they are so much burden to this earth. Also, there are so many things. So, you should remember this. Only not be involved in Vrindavan. Krishna told, oh, you have remembered. Remind me, and now you can go. Everything will go on. Then Krishna decides something. Here, one day, he was in Prem Sarovar between Nandagaon and Barsana. Do you remember Prem Sarovar? One day, Radha and Krishna, with all the gopis, they were sitting on the bank of very beautiful Prem Sarovar. Oh, the scenery was so high class of beautiful. All kinds of flowers were in bosom. And cuckoo birds were singing, so many peacocks dancing there. Surrounding by lakhs and lakhs Kamdhenu cows. And there, in their council, Lalita Vishakha, all the Ashtasakhi, especially Nandi Mukhi, Vrinda Devi, Dhanishta, and so many prominent Sakhis were there. Srimati Radhika was in the lap of Krishna, being like one. Krishna has given his hand, and Radhika also like that. And a bamboo became, and he thought that the lotus feet of Radhika is actually a lotus, very fragrant feet. And he was coming to taste some honey from that lotus. And he was doing hemming. And wanted to enter in that lotus. Radhika feared. So soft. So feared. And we like these things. Madhubangala at once came from anywhere with a bamboo stick. And he was doing like this. and he drove away that bamboo veil very far away, and he returned and told, "I've driven this Madhusudan, and he will never come again. So don't fear." And here in Srimati Radhika, the name of Madhusudan, Madhusudan has so many meanings. One name of Krishna. Why Madhusudan? The love of gopis are madhu like honey, and Krishna tasting it. So it is Madhusudan. Another meaning of Madhusudan is that madhu, one worldly desires, attachment to all these things. The lust of wife, husband, children and all like this. This is like honey. But Krishna can cut off all this. So he is Madhusudan. Sudan means to cut away. If he will do Madhusudan, Madhusudan, he will cut all things, all bad desires, attachment. So he is Madhusudan. And he always takes and tests the honey of the gopis' love and affection. So he is Madhusudan. Also so many meanings, but prominent too. So Madhumangal came and told that, "Oh, I've driven out this Madhusudan forever. He will not never return." And just Srimati Radhika heard this and became unhappy. And he thought, Madhusudan has gone. He was in the lap of Krishna. But now he was so much waiting. Where Krishna and Madhusudan have gone? He will never come. Then how can I live? Then I will die. Without Madhusudan I cannot live. And she forget herself. And she forget that I am in the lap of Krishna. And weeping and weeping, and she becomes senseless totally. Krishna saw very strange thing. She is in my lap and she has forgotten everything. What is this? Prema Vaichitya, and more than this, Dibdunmad, and more this, Madan Mood. In meeting, she feels separation. It is only for Radhika, not for anyone, even not for Lalita Vishakha, but to tell Chandravali. Highest class of. In meeting, separation also, fullest separation. And fullest meeting, but forgetting everything, very high class. Krishna is saying that if Srimati Radhika is nearer to me, oh, that is very Krishna, very Krishna. For future separation, he becomes senseless. I cannot help, but if I am not here, then going deep in separation mood, and she remembers Krishna and see that, oh, this Tamal is Krishna. Not thinking just that this Tamal, but we are thinking like Tamal, but she used to think that, oh, Krishna is here. He makes his dresses ready, takes Sringa and speaks with him, "Oh, where you are?" And then he does man to Krishna, even in man, in separation also man. Very essential thing. And now she is weeping. So what to do? How to console? I cannot console. This is a very big problem for me. Whenever I come and be with Radhika, for future separation she becomes like so. I cannot help. And if I am not here, then feeling some separation, and he goes in deep in separation, and he sees that, oh, clouds are there. Then, oh clouds, like, oh Krishna, don't come to me. Or clouds. No? So she struggles with her what? Braids. That they are black. So always like this. In separation something. She can sleep. She can do anything. Some happiness. But in meeting, always so much high class of separation mood. So Krishna is thinking, what to do? So I must be some far away, otherwise they will be always unhappy. That is why he is thinking, oh, I should be some far away, to give some relief to them. And if I am here, always they will feel separation, always waiting, always senseless, always. That is his thought, that I should be out of pressure. Otherwise I cannot help them. There is more feeling separation. You cannot realize these things. Only you should hear something. You can hear something. So Krishna decided that I should come in dream. I should come in manifestation. Like in other way I should come. But not directly. If I will directly come, then there will be unhappy. There is stage is so hard of Madan and Modan, more than the Rudha Devu. So, to pacify gopis, he decided this, that I should be Sayavan. And that is why he is not again coming. If coming, then how it becomes? If any, there is cut, and if you are giving some lemon on this cutting, how it becomes? More. If you practice love and affection like this, in high class of itself, you can realize something. Something. And then, you will so be attached in pastimes of Krishna, you will realize, and then nothing this to this worldly thing. Nothing. No problem at all. Always happy. And when you see Srimad Bhagavatam, any of these you will sing so deep. So now Krishna is thinking, I will have to make something. If I am here, then I am giving so much problem for gopis. That is the unhappy mode. So he was thinking about it. In the meantime, Kamsa was thinking, how to kill Krishna and Baldev? He made so many plans, but all plans were in hell, and they were killed. At last he called Akrur. Akrur was his like uncle. And he told that, oh, you are qualified for it. I know that you have so much attachment to me. And you have also some relation to Krishna and Baldev. So I think that you should help me. I'm going to arrange it. Arena here near Rangeshwar temple, and there we will make so many interesting wrestling and all so many things, and then Krishna Baldev will come and will surround him and all they will kill him, Krishna. So go at him. Akrur was Parambhakta. He has faith in Krishna, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has come to kill Kamsa and all demons. So he became very happy. I must go there and I will see Krishna. Will he remember me like any servant? Then I will be so fortunate. And thinking that anyhow Kamsa has given me fortune to go to Krishna, I will take darshan of Krishna and I will pray something. And that he went there. But what is in the root of all these things? Krishna wish. Yogamaya came and give this thought first in the mind of Kamsa and also in Kakru. So Krishna plan was there. Now he is making something, arrangement to go some far away from Vrindavan to pacify gopis. Then Asu came in a golden chariot. Krishna, Kansa gave him his own chariot. Here Vasudev, Devaki and Maharaj Ugrasen were put in jail. Very thick chain they were in, so that they can, and very strong cord. And he wanted that when Krishna will come here and Baldev, we will call all devotees also, Nanda, Vasudev, Devaki, Ugrasen, and in front of them we will kill Krishna. They will see that I am conscious, I can kill. And then they will face separation and they will be killed themselves. So planning this, Akrur went there and he met with Krishna and Baldev. In the way he saw the footprints of Krishna. If you had gone to Nandagaon, there is a Charan Pahari, still having the footprints of Krishna. Very beautiful. He saw that left and left footprints were in the dust of Braja near Nandagaon. Krishna always going with cowherd, empty feet, and his head fell down on the lotus feet of Krishna. And he was praying, his heart was melting, tears coming, hair standing, and he prayed for me. It is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, what he was idea. He was very high class of Dasya Rasa. Then he met with Krishna and Baldev and told secretly, do you know that you are son of Devaki and Vasudev? Now they are in jail and this demon Kans is torturing them. Only for you, no reason other. That they have sent you to Gokul. And that is why they are torturing. Then they began serious. Oh, for me, I must go there. And then return back. So he made up his mind. And he told to father, Nanda Baba agreed. There were some arguments, logic, that Krishna should go there. Otherwise, Kans will be tortured to also to Nanda and Yashoda and all Vrajavasis. So, by fear, they were agreed. In the meantime, in the morning, in the evening, same evening, it was declared everywhere on drum that tomorrow Nand Baba and other gopis with some friends of Krishna, they will take Baldev and Krishna, they will go to Mathura, and there they will see the arena, the fighting of wrestling things, and then they will return back. It was all there, like happy, like friends were happy that we are also going and we will see new things. Nandrava, he was not in fear because I am going with Krishna and Baldev and I will bring them. All the gopis were like this. They were not lamenting or feeling separation. Yashoda Maiya, Nand Baba told that you should be without any fear. What? Nirbhay ka kya hota angrezi? That ye bhi nahi hota. Koi appropriate word. You should be nirbhay. Don't fear. I'm going and I will again bring them. Nothing to fear. Yashoda thought that he is going with them, so he maintained a greater. But gopis, who gopis? The beloved of Krishna. They were thinking in other mood. They were addressing Brahma, creator. What they are telling? He is very cruel. Krishna is so sweet. And anyhow, this creator made a chance to meet Krishna. And just we are going to meet, but he is so cruel that he took that fortune. And again he met Sahaja. At once we are going to taste that sweetness. But at once he is not qualified to make this world. All the duties of the whole world, three worlds, he took and made the beautiful body of Krishna. So how looking? Everything so three-folded, some holes in here, no? Beautiful holes, smiling so beautiful like arrows. His everything is crooked. His words are also having sweetness, crooked. His looking crooked. It penetrates in the hearts of those who are crooked. So we have chance, but this cruel creator, like a baby boy, they make from bullshit. Thus, elephant, like, this is my royal palace. And again this one. So Brahma is like that. He gets chance to meet Krishna. He gave all the sweetness and beauties of whole three worlds in Krishna. But at once when we met, and at once he quickly takes this fortune. So he is very cruel, very cruel. This cruel has come here and saved that Vidhata. Who Vidhata? Who created this beauty and gave this chance? Now he has come in the shape of, he is actually crude. Crude means cruel. But he has taken the name of crude, that I am not crude. But actually, very crude. They are weeping, not hearing that we are laughing now, but not that. They are telling all these things from their heart, feeling separation. He has come here and we are going to test, like if any dish, very beautiful, tasteful dish comes and we were going to take it, but in the meantime anyone came and took. Monkeys from Vrindavan came and took at once and went on tree, and you are looking, what happened? So this cruel Nistur Akru came and he took Krishna, our beloved. How can we live? We can live. We cannot live. They became like a fish out of water. Are you in this species? We are not. So Krishna is very far away from us. From them, Krishna is there, always with them. Try to be in this space. This is our object. How you can be? If you are dividing and dividing and dividing and dividing your attachment to Krishna to worldly, wife, son, daughter, all these things, how you can do? Krishna gave you only alone your birth. You came in this world. And Krishna told in the womb of your mother, be alone. I'm getting this, but only for what? Practicing bhakti yoga. Don't make any friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, sister, mother, anything. Try to become like Bharat in third birth. But we promise there that we will do. We'll never be dual. But when we can, oh, sister took me in her lap. And oh, very, 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 very. And he made a sister, he made a mother, he made a father, he made a other, oh, whole community, never, oh, mother, sister, father. And then he gradually became in young age, and he met 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 girlfriends or boyfriends. Krishna is demanding something, coming in the shape of Guru Vaishnava, warning. Yes. But oh, I'm doing, after this I will not do this. I will become home. Mm-hmm. This is our life. Again, try to realize this. And when you will die alone. Alone. To whom you have given so many, your whole energy, they will not remember you for a moment. They cannot help you. You must know all this. Gopis are telling these things. They are very expert. They never divided their love and affection to anyone in this world. They took from husband, sisters, brothers, fathers, everything, gradually they took. If you want to love Krishna, gradually you will have to be. And if you are not doing, then at the time of death, you will be kicked like donkey from behind legs. And you will be burnt into ashes. Surely you should know that anyone cannot help. Only Krishna can help his mother. So you should try to realize all these things. This is association. Take something from this association and they turn with so many things. Take some love and affection from this association. This will help you. So gopis are telling. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. So many things more we will give you. So many gopis. Then gopis are telling like this. Oh, now they blame first to Vidhata, to Creator. And then who? That Creator came in this shape of? Now they are blaming to Krishna. Oh, there is no blame of Vidhata or Akrur. Oh, Krishna is always Navasanga Priya. Navasanga Priya means Guru. New. He is never satisfied with old one. Like a bumblebee, he goes to any very beautiful lotus and taking the sweetness again goes to another. Sometimes he becomes mad that. And even to bad flowers, smelling flowers, there is no other that he can see. Oh, because this is new. So Krishna is like this. His blacklist also like that. He never satisfied with, old one. So he now wants to test some new thing. That is why. Krishna, this is the motive of Krishna. That is, he is leaving us. And he is going to Mathura. And he will be very happy. Now he is with us. We are only the girls of village. Not so beautiful. We cannot attract anyone. With a bell like this. So many sweet words with some shame, very attractive. They can pose very beautifully always. But we are not like that. We cannot play like that. So they are very expert because they are in tongues. And they can make up so much. They decorate their horse with lipsticks and so many things. But we cannot, we don't know all these arts. Then when Krishna will go and they will do like this, Krishna will be so much attached. And there are not only one, two, three, four, lakhs and lakhs. He will have a love to this, to that, to that, to that, to that, to that. And he will be engaged and he will never return. We know. And they began to lament so much. We know the habit of Krishna. He is going. But we are fear that he will never return. Oh, this night, after this night, very beautiful Shubh-prabhat will come. Or good morning will come. All the ladies and all the persons, Jadav, Vaishni, Bhoj, all will be very happy and they will tell that good morning, because they will have, they will see the face of Krishna, beautiful Krishna. Kya ho gaya? So, very best. Morning for Mathura Vasi. All will have chance to see all the beautiful essence of the whole world, all beauty. And they will see Krishna. And Krishna will talk with them. He will attach to them. And for us, today night is like Kaljam. Like that. Tomorrow in morning, we cannot see Krishna. How dangerous. Then all we will die. All the birds and peacocks and all animals will die. All the cows, what will be of the cows? They will not graze. They will only see towards Krishna. They will also die. Then what will this Vrindavan? It will be a barren land. So, Akrur is very cruel. In Mathura there will be daily so Mahatsav, always Mahatsav. And in Vrindavan? No, nothing. It will be barren land. Now, we are wondering, we are astonished that there are so many old persons here. They are seen to be very intelligent like Upananda and all others, the brothers of Nanda Baba and others, so many old persons. But we now thinking that they are not intelligent. Why they are not stopping Nanda? Not to take Krishna and Baldev too. So there. And send Akrur alone. Krishna should be sent. But now they are telling anything. They are accepting this proposal of Nanda Baba and Akrur. Then what to do? Then we'll have to be out of shame. We will ourselves, we will go and tell Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya, you are so cruel. Don't send this Krishna to with cruel. Krishna will never return, I mean, no. So we will try. Let us go and tell to Yashoda Maiya and others. In the meantime, it became morning. And Akrur did his sandhya and then he brought that vegetarian and he began to go on that chariot, taking Krishna and Baldev. Gopi were, they at once came and they checked the chariot. They became some of them. Srimati Radhika Singh, very far away, she became sensitive. And other gopis who had some senses, they came and they took the rain of thought, lamenting. Some fell down, rolling down there on the front of chariot, and some were beating. But Akrur was so cruel that anyhow, he wanted to take Krishna to Mathura. And Krishna something, some admission has given. So, Krishna told to all the gopis, were incensed by his eyes, I will come. Very incensed. I'm going, I will kill Kans today or tomorrow, and then I must return. He promised there with a Dautakai. What is Daut? Messenger. That messenger. What that messenger? This I. And he told to someone gopis who were incensed. Oh, tell this message to all gopis, especially to Radha who is not incensed. That day after tomorrow I must return. And quickly, anyhow, approved. What? They get some stick on the horses and in crooked way and went. And all gopis were inside. Those were not sent, they were seeing the dust of and also dust face them. They never returned to Nandavan. They were in forest. When a crew came, he met them. Very pathetic scene, because Uddhava went in. Then Krishna, all their gopis were only thinking that we should die, but we should not die. Why? If Krishna will return, because he has told that I will return, so it is certainly that if Krishna has done promise, he must come. We have faith on his word. So he will come, and then he will come, and if you are dying, then he will see that, oh, all gopis have died, then he will die. So we must not die. We should tolerate any kind of separation, any kind of fire. We are burning in fire, even separation fire. But we will have to keep our life only for Krishna, only for Krishna. That Krishna will come and see. So gopis, one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5, 10, 50, but Krishna never returns. Why? Sometimes Krishna may come in the shape of bamboo bee, sometimes in this way, sometimes in dream, sometimes in any manifestation. He comes and sees gopis. And they think that, oh, we are seeing Krishna in dream. Actually, he has missed. Sometimes they become so deep in love, they never think that Krishna has gone to Mathura. Krishna is here. He has gone to Kaugrade. And in the time of evening, Yashoda taxes Arati plate, everything ready, that Krishna is coming, Baldev is coming. But whole life she may stand there, Krishna never comes. Now no cooking, nothing. Now no bird singing. What is the condition of Brazil, you can imagine. I may tell a worldly story. I was in Italy, where in the ocean bed.
We went for walking on the
beach of the ocean. Ocean. Oh. We were in car, 4 or 5 persons only. Three. Oh. When I walked and I was coming, our car was there. A very beautiful old dog came there. His eyes were full of mud and some weeping signs were there. And I saw that he at once came to us and he smelled. And then he was looking very pathetically to us. I looked to that. And when another car came and stopped, he went there and he was looking and again sad. I told to them that it seems that this dog was formerly to any good person, and it was like official dog, very good dog. I asked them, oh, why he is waiting for all the cars they are coming. They told that this dog belongs to any rich person, and for several years he was with him. His master used to keep him in his car when going, and giving bath, always having so much love and affection for dog. So many years went on, and he was so much happy there, always serving his master with dog. After some time, he became to be old, and one day he came to that beach, and he saw any beach, and a dog, sea dog. And he came from the car, and he went to that, with that car. And also, now he was old, the master thought that I will have to take a new one, and what I will do of this? She left him, and quickly started his motor and went to his house. Never cared for that, he neglected for that. Now dog, after some time he returned and he was looking after his master. Where's my master? Where's my master? Searching in all cars here and there. No taking anything. Always searching his master. Whenever any car passes, he goes there. And it became like 1 year, 2 years, but his master never returned. And he's dead, looking out, always, always. There is none to wash his tears, not to give anything. And he is always waiting for his master, seeing that, oh, my master must come. And that is his living, that one day, today, my master will come, waiting. If a dog can do like this, his master may be cruel, but Krishna is not cruel. If dog is remembering his master, how? That he will come, just now come, oh, perhaps he is coming. And he goes. And see that, oh, this is my not master. Then he becomes to weep and becomes sad. And he sits, and again, with hope he is waiting for. If a dog can do, why we cannot do? This is the, like some shadow of comparison to gopis. Why gopis are lamenting? This dog may remember that one day my master took me in his lap and he washing his hands and giving this sweet thing what he was going to take and he was giving me. Sometimes he used to take me in his bedding. Bed also, always so peaceful. Remembering this and his waiting, so a devotee can be like this, always remembering the past. So gopi, always remembering the past times of Krishna, how Krishna was dancing with me, how Krishna used to give his betel nut in our mouth, how he loved us. Sometimes dancing and singing with gopis. Oh, I can sing in fifth tune, but gopis in seventh. Oh, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And he used to praise us. But now who will praise? Remembering and praise. This is Ashtakaliya Leela life. Devotees can remember all these things. And then mind will not go here and there. Krishna is telling that you should remember. Gopis are laughing to Krishna. Very sad. Oh, we want to forget you. But we cannot forget. All remembrance comes. Like what? Like a chain coming. And want to forget you. If you can forget, yes, why we cannot forget? But this is the thing that we cannot forget. The gopis' lamentation, something like this, but not. This is perhaps a shadow of shadow of shadow, what I told. So gopis are thinking like this. And they are only living there. They are keeping their life only. Why? That Krishna has told that he will come. This only asa, hope only this. Otherwise, they will die. But Krishna will also die in their suffering. So they are keeping anyhow their life. They are burning in separation fire. But they don't want to die. And what Krishna? Krishna is happy there? Not happy there. Anyhow, Lalita can pacify Srimati Radhika. Don't weep. Krishna will still be there. But there is none to pacify Krishna that gopis will come. There is none friend like this in whole Mathura. So Krishna is alone. He is burning so much in separation fire. There is none to say. But here, Jogmaya, Purnima, Vrinda, Lalita, Vishakha, all are here. And they can separate their some separation mode to each other. But in Mathura, that is why Krishna, what doing? He wanted to send one. He went to school.